The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most radical things about the Christian religion is the revelation and revolution of Jesus as the Son of God. And if Jesus is the Son of God, then we, you and I, are by adoption sons in the Son. Or more famously formulated in Latin, filii in filio. In other words, Christianity, indeed every religion, not only tells us who God is, but also who we are. Have you ever considered that? Religion not only tells us about God, it also tells us about ourselves. Bishop Robert Barron put it this way in a very unassuming sentence in his book, Catholicism, saying simply, "Once we know whom to worship, we then know what to do." Once we know whom to worship, we then know what to do. In other words, once we recognize who God is, our Father, we realize who we are, His sons and daughters. And we run along knowing that He loves us. That is what it means to be filii in filio, sons in the Son. Recently, I tried to explain to a friend of mine how radical and revolutionary the notion of Christian sonship is by contrasting it with Islam. In Islam, Muslims do not worship God as Father. It would be blasphemous to suggest so, but rather, He is Master. Even if He is a merciful master. But He is master, nonetheless, not father. And as a result, He does not have children, but rather servants and slaves. In other words, Muslims worship God as Lord, Creator, and Master, but never as Father. He is Allah, as Muhammad maintained, not Abba, as Jesus taught in Mark chapter 14, verse 36 in the Garden of Gethsemane. And once we know whom to worship, we then know what to do. To be sure, there are many, even most, Muslims who are God-fearing people, who promote peace, who seek justice, who help the poor, who pray devoutly, maybe even more devoutly than many Christians do. But they do all these things because their Maker is their Master. The divinity is not their dad. We Christians do many of the same loving, giving, and sacrificing activities, But we do it moved by a Father who sent his firstborn Son to teach us how to be sons in the Son. Filii in filio. Every religion teaches not only who God is, but also who men and women are. In the Gospel today from John chapter 14, which we often read at funeral masses for very good reason, Jesus asserts the radical results of the revelation and the revolution of Christianity. Listen carefully to our Lord's words as sons and daughters in the Son. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." Can you hear the revolutionary and radical results of our faith in this profound passage? Jesus draws out the full implications of being filii in filio, sons in the Son. If we are the adopted children of God, then our true home is heaven, where our Father, not merely a master, has prepared a home for us. What is the practical application of this? Well, once we know whom to worship, we then know what to do. Once we realize who our Maker is, we also receive our marching orders. The reason Christians love the poor is because they are our siblings, not our fellow slaves. The reason we love our spouse and try to save our marriage is because we see a reflection of the family of the Trinity in every father, mother, and child, not merely as a commandment from a master. The reason we pray to God is not because we fear Allah, but because we have faith in Abba, in Daddy. And the reason we pray and sacrifice for Catholics who have stopped practicing their faith is because they are like children who have run away from home. Or maybe they are children who have been driven away from home because of our sinful and scandalous behavior. How many Catholics cannot step foot in a church today because of the past 20 years of priest pedophilia scandals? There is plenty of blame to spread around everywhere. Let us not be so smug as we say these truths. If you want a one-sentence summary of the Second Vatican Council, indeed, a one-sentence summary of the whole New Testament, or even the entire Christian faith, here it is. Jesus Christ, by the revelation of the mystery of the Father and His love, fully reveals man to himself and makes his supreme calling clear. Put simply, we are sons and daughters in the Son. Filii in filio. In heaven, we have Abba, not Allah. And once we know whom to worship, we then know what to do. Praised be Jesus Christ.